We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Time now to chat with Brian Mitchell, former NFL running back with our sibling station, 106.7 The Fan in Washington, D.C. He's also very close with one Andy Reid, having played in Philly as well. In fact, he's one of the few that gets to talk to the coach,
yeah.
Especially on a game week.
He'll be
joining Brian's show, I think, later today. Is that correct, B. Mitch?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He'll be joining us, I think, at 1 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, that's good, man. You got the great relationship with Coach Reid, and you know, here in Kansas City, we've heard a couple of stories about Andy Reid. I want to know kind of, like, I don't want to say your deepest, darkest secret about Andy Reid, but we've heard from Steve Mariucci about 1,000 times he ate 2 steaks at one meal. Matt Nagy told us one time he used to house 2 liters of Coke like they were 12-ounce cans. So what kind of story that we haven't heard yet about Andy Reid do you have?
Well, I would just say he never met a cheesesteak he didn't like.
Yeah.
And about every place in Philly, there was a meal named after Coach. So I would say he's probably been to all the places in Philadelphia.
That's pretty awesome. What's the best Andy Reid named dish? It's not like everybody's doing a cheesesteak or something like that. Did anybody get creative and do something that didn't involve cheese or meat?
Nah, everything I know would have something to do with meat. I didn't know anything about salads named after him or vegetables named after him. It was mostly the meat. But, you know, you look at him lately, he's trimmed up. I used to call him Big Red. I got to call him Smaller Red now.
Smaller Red. I like that nickname for Andy Reid. Brian Mitchell, former Eagle and Redskin, with us here on 610 Sports
Radio. And there ain't
nothing
wrong with no vegetables.
And that is
cool
true.
That
no vegetables.
Give me a meat plate.
Go
yeah,
for it, man. Go for it. But they're in a tough road right now, man. Sitting at 2-3, things aren't working.
Yeah.
Mahomes is turnover prone. What's Andy Reid like from a coaching standpoint behind the scenes when the times are tough like they are right now, and experiencing something this group of guys really hasn't experienced, and that's adversity right now?
Well, the thing about him, you know, I think he takes a lot of stuff and put it on himself, and I think he goes into his, like, he's kind of like this mad scientist. He goes into the lab, and he starts trying to figure out what's going on. And what I love so much about him, just like Joe Gibbs was, he listens to his players. You know, he's finding out if the things that they're putting together as a coaching staff, that if that's not working for you all, let us know what you all think will work better, and they will try to implement that. But I promise you, you know, they now are sitting at 2-3. They're about to go on a run. You know, Patrick is too good. Tyreek is too good. Kelsey is too good. You have too much going on. They have to figure out a way on the defense to slow people down a little bit more. But I really believe that offense that they have gives them a chance to win every time they get on the football field. And the thing about Andy, being that he was a former offensive lineman, I've always been amazed by the way he can develop and design plays. You know, we look at a lot of offensive coordinators in this league. I can tell you what they're running, and I don't have to watch every film, every game on them. The thing about Andy, he always tries to get those matchup advantages. And if he can keep getting Tyreek Hill on somebody, I don't care who it is, you know, Jalen Ramsey, who it is, if he gets him on somebody one-on-one, that's always an advantage for the Chiefs.
From our perspective, I always describe him as he never lets you see him sweat. Does he give that perception off to the players as well? He may go into that lab and he may construct some things, but there's not an ounce of, hey, we're in trouble, we're panicking. I've always said he says, I got this. Is that a fair feel?
That's a great quality for a leader. You know, I played quarterback in college and high school, and the one thing about it, whether things were going good or bad, I always had a positive outlook, stepping into the huddle, talking to the guys, and they fed off of that. I think that's the same thing with Andy. You know, things didn't work great in Philly every time. We did have a little, a couple times we had like a little stumble here and there, and he came in like, you know what, man, we just missed it. You know, always making it seem like it was so close. And I think guys, when they hear those things, instead of a coach coming in, and, you know, a lot of coaches point fingers at players. you guys aren't doing this. I know my scheme where he's never done nothing like that, and I don't think he will now, but I really believe that when they explode, it's going to be a problem. That could be this week, to be honest with you.
You're not putting too much stock in the Washington football team and Ron Rivera matching up with Andy Reid, I gather, huh?
No. I look at this team, and I think in the offseason, they were the ones talking, saying about what they were going to do. And now that the season has started, the whole dynamic and the whole narrative has changed. Oh, we just a young team. That's not what you were saying before. You know what I mean? So I think that they're making excuses here. I don't believe Andy's making excuses there.
I was eavesdropping a little bit yesterday on your show, B. Mitch, and I heard you guys talking about the quarterback and the Heineken thing, and now Bud Light's involved with him. It seems like he's focused more about getting a beer endorsement than he is about playing the game.
That sounds
huh?
smart to me.
See, when I'm on radio a lot here, I try to hold my tongue a little bit, not a lot, because I'm going to tell you what I truly believe. And when he was sitting up there talking, yeah, he had a good game. And I've always been the first to say, everybody can have one good game. Everybody can have one good year. But are you going to be able to stack those games up, stack those years up? And after having a good game, he was talking about, I've reached out to Heineken and they never did nothing. And then Bud Light jumps in. Listen, the problem with this team, you have to understand, if you go out there and have success, you go out there and you win, then people will be coming knocking your door down.
Yes.
When you have to reach out to people to try to get something, guess what? You're not where you're supposed to be. Point blank. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're hot for a moment and I can use you to get a little marketing off of you, yes, I will. But it's not going to stick. Just like I don't think Taylor Heineke, I love his story. I love his drive. I just don't think he has all the tools to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. That's where I was going to go with this, Brian. I mean, like, we look around the league and everybody's trying to find their Mahomes or their Josh Allen or whatnot. Washington, until they find their guy at that quarterback position, I mean, you're kind of swimming upstream, aren't you?
That's how it is. In this day and age, it's about who can sit in the pocket and throw the football. And I said it last year when they played against Tampa, and this whole area, oh, we played the champions closer than anybody. No, you didn't. Green Bay played them closer. Okay? Let's be real about that. You lost by 8 points. Your defense gave up 532 yards. You know, they didn't have no film on Taylor Heineke. If they had film on him, he would have never got close to what he did. So as I look at it, it's just about right now we're in a position where this team is searching. And every little thing is blown out of great proportion. They have to learn to slow that down just a little and just build. But I believe if you don't get the guy at the helm, a quarterback, somebody with a strong arm that can make every throw, you're going to have problems. The thing about Taylor, he's a smaller guy. He has to run to be special. And if he runs, that's also his liability, where if he gets hit, he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, but he hasn't played against the Chiefs defense yet. He hasn't played against the Chiefs defense yet. People turn into superstars and Pro Bowlers against this team.
Well, hey, that's what people do against our defense. So, I would put my money on, if you get into a shootout, I don't think it's a person in the world is going to take a Taylor Heineke-led team over a Patrick Mahomes-led team.
You're probably right. Yeah, what has been wrong with this Washington defense? Everybody expected them to kind of take another step after being so fierce a season ago.
You know, last year I thought that they were a very good team against some mediocre quarterbacks. Ben DiNucci. Ben DiNucci is not scaring anybody. I mean, taking the high school, he's not scaring anybody. You know, we had those type of people. What's the quarterback up there right now? Andy Dalton. He was in Dallas. They beat Dallas twice. Dallas, I think, had a total of 200 and something yards rushing. I mean, they had 200 and something total yards against them in two games. They were looking outstanding against those level of quarterbacks. Now they're facing the upper echelon of quarterbacks this year. I didn't think they were good against the run last year. They couldn't stop the run. And this year, they're still not stopping the run, and now they're bad against the pass. I think a lot of what you just said about Taylor Heineke got into this defense as well, where they were out there and they were listening to the things and they were trying to, you know, enjoy all the things that come with being a pro football player instead of putting more work into it. You know, the thing about being a pro player, like I always felt, if you work your tail off, when you're done, you get to deal with all of those accolades. You get to, you know, reap all the benefits. But you're not going to reap the benefits before you put the work in.
Brian,
I think a lot of guys did not put the work in.
Brian, well, that's unbelievable comments right there. A lot of guys did not put. Some guys do get happy on the hog, as we talk about. You get the opportunity to talk to Andy today on your show. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app. I'm sure you guys will podcast it up there as well. What is the one question that you're dying to ask Andy when you get him on today?
Well, I want to ask him, you know, have you figured out how you're going to get out of this hole yet? I mean, I think everybody, especially everybody in Kansas City, is trying to figure that out. You know, what are you going to do to get back to where you were last year? Because when they stepped on the field last year, I'm sure we all felt they're going to score about 30 points and they're going to blow teams out. This year, you wonder what's going to happen, and I'm wondering how is he going to get back to where he was over the last few years.
What do you think the answer is to that question?
He's going to tell me he's going back to. He's going to make sure he go back. They're going to work on all the fundamentals, and he just have to, you know, make less mistakes than the other team. More than likely, that's what he's going to tell.
Brian, we appreciate.
Now, if he talked to me off the radio, he may tell me something that.
Right. Yeah. Let us know what that is.
We'll hit you up for that later. Brian, thanks for the time. Good catching up, and we'll point some people to your chat with Andy Reid later today.
I appreciate it, man. Anytime.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.